are joined this morning by the Nebraska Fire Marshal's Office in Lincoln. Ray Nance joining us. How are you this morning, Ray?
I'm doing great.
Of course, this is a busy time of year for you guys. You sent me a press release not too long ago, and it's amazing on how many injuries and even home fires are caused by fireworks during the 4th of July season.
Yes, we had 176 firework-related injuries reported last year.
Wow.
Just over a span of June 25th through July the 5th.
That's quite a few.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Of course, that encompasses the entire state of Nebraska.
Yes.
But, you know, Ray, what are some of the safety tips as people are getting ready to fire off a lot of the fireworks? I mean, people have shot off a few of them here and there, but it seems like the celebration really gets underway on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But what are some of those safety tips?
Well, I think a lot of times we forget that it is important to read instructions, even on something that we consider to be as simple as fireworks. People need to read and follow the directions that are on the fireworks to shoot them properly and safely. Never point them at other people.
And don't hold them in your hands.
Yeah. A lot of times we see kids with firecrackers I've been there, I've done that, you know, and just that little black cat or whatever, when it goes off in the hand as a child, it really hurts and it burns the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
If they're holding them tight enough, you wouldn't think that a small firecracker like that could do a lot of damage, but when you can find it, it can literally, you know, tear skin. So you have to be careful how those things are being used and follow the directions. It's really important out there to do that.
And one of the most dangerous fireworks that is out there, and a lot of people don't realize this, is the sparkler. I mean, you're talking about 2,000 degrees that thing can burn up to.
Right, and at 2,000 degrees, we're hot enough. At 900 degrees, glass melts.
Wow.
Oh.
Wood starts to burn at 575 degrees. You bake a cake at 350. Water boils at 212. And yet we're talking about putting something a lot of times in a child's hand out there thinking, oh, this thing's not dangerous. But we don't realize how much heat is really involved in that.
That's amazing. I did not know. I mean, obviously, I've lit off a sparkler a few times, and so has my niece and a bunch of other friends. I mean, you just don't think that it's one of those that could be that dangerous. But
how many times I put them in my kids' hands when they were little?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's write your name in the air.
There you go. Yeah. And you know, remember last year as well, or actually, not, it wasn't last year; it was 2 years ago. We had an incident at our house, my folks' house up in Ogallala, where. A firework malfunctioned. Somehow it tipped over, and then it shot back into the crowd of people, and it caused some burns to my niece's leg. So, you know, just be careful with those. I mean, obviously, you know, just what are some of the other safety tips that you can offer there, Ray?
Well, take it slow, light one at a time out there, and if something does malfunction, doesn't go off for some reason, the fuse is made to give you time to get away from it. Don't attempt to relight something that's a dud out there. If it doesn't go off, you know, if you try to put a new fuse in it or something like that, you're risking injury to yourself and to others just by trying to do that. So just let it go.
Douse it with water.
Yeah, and stick it in water if it's small enough to do that. I mean, some of these large cake displays that you've got out there, there's no way you'd get that into a bucket of water. But you need to have water handy. I recommend being someplace that you can actually reach with a garden hose all the way around it. And remember, when those things go in the air, sometimes you will have things coming down hot. If it hits the ground and lights the grass on fire, it may be hundreds of feet away from where you're actually shooting at.
You know, something else that you and I were talking about the other day when we were talking about another incident, you mentioned that, you know, a lot of people, they know that it rained, so they think that everything is kind of moist. But with these winds that we've been having in western Nebraska, it dries things out pretty quickly still, right?
That's correct. You know, the grass and stuff, even though it may have gotten a rain the day before, that wind starts blowing over the top of it, it quickly dries it back out again. And just because a plant looks green out there does not mean it won't burn. And anybody who's ever seen, not cactus, but...
yucca plants?
Yucca plant. If you've ever seen a yucca plant out there in the field and you've seen that field burning across, man, it goes up like a can of gasoline when it gets hit by fire. They're very combustible.
And obviously this year you guys have already investigated a few fires in the state of Nebraska through the fire marshal's office of some of the fires. I know of one up in Scott's Bluff where they lit off a firework and it got into some of the brush and then it caused a house fire. And then as well, I mean, you look at out in the Omaha area, Sue was mentioning this the other day, that a gentleman, it was near a business and he was in critical condition because of a firework blast. Can you tell us about some of the other ones that you guys have investigated so far this year when it comes to fireworks?
Can't specifically cite any of them that we've investigated this year, but I do know that there have been some firework injuries and injuries out there related to this season of the year where people have actually attempted to modify certain things. And that's a major hazard that happens every year, it seems like, out here. We end up getting somebody injured. Actually, if I remember right, the Grand Island fatality that happened here not too long ago was a result of somebody doing modification or manufacturing of items.
Wow. And, of course, there is a lot of fireworks that are illegal in the state of Nebraska compared to other states. Can you talk about some of those? Do you have any of those off the top of your head that could be illegal in the state?
Nebraska used to have a specific list, and if it wasn't on that list, you couldn't use it in the state. Back in 2010, we decided to change that and make fireworks a little bit more user-friendly in the state of Nebraska. If it's accepted by Consumer Product Safety Commission as a legal firework for consumers, it's accepted in the state of Nebraska with a few exceptions. Those exceptions are nighttime parachutes, which go up into the air and then, of course, have flaming on the bottom of them when they come back down. So we've got a good fire potential there, so those are not allowed. Metal sparklers are not allowed in the state of Nebraska. Currently, any metal sparkler is illegal. And any rocket that is on a metal or wire stick is not allowed in the state of Nebraska.
So those bottle rockets that you may have in your garage that you've saved for many years, those are illegal in the state of Nebraska. And, of course, you can get fined. And if you cause a fire, there's some penalties as well if you cause a fire by an illegal firework, too.
Well, you've always got liability any time that, you know, you've got a firework out there and something's going on. But I think one of the key things I see is we need to make sure that we have adult supervision around any children that are shooting fireworks. And that doesn't mean sitting in the chair and watching them shoot them off. It means supervision means you need to be right there by their side, controlling and guiding each step of the way to make sure they're doing it properly, safely, not leaning over a firework that may go off in their face, etc.
Very good. Very good tips. Do appreciate you joining us this morning, Ray Nance with the Nebraska Fire Marshal's Office in Lincoln, joining us this morning here on Cattle Call to talk about some of the fireworks safety. Just be careful out there as you get ready to fire off all those fireworks tonight and throughout the entire weekend. Also, just a reminder as well, the Nebraska Game and Parks wants to remind you that fireworks are illegal at Interstate Recreational Area. And if you're going to be going up to Lake McConaughey, they are are also illegal over there as well. So you, if you buy fireworks, just don't even take them with you, because you can get a ticket, especially if you're firing them off. You can get a ticket as well. But do appreciate it this morning, Ray.
Enjoy, and hope everybody out there has a very safe fireworks season this year.